We all know that Jesus left his place in heaven and came down to earth, was born as a human being to live 33 years on this earth. Why did he come? He came to save us from our sins, right? That was his purpose. But how was he going to do that? How was he going to save us from our sins? He was going to die in our place, right? It was necessary because the penalty for sin is death, disobeying God's word. We were all guilty. We all deserved to be punished from Adam and Eve on down. But God didn't want that for us. He wanted to redeem us, and therefore Jesus came. And it was his purpose to come and die in our place. And he was well aware of that. Of course, his disciples didn't quite understand that in the beginning, but he tried to explain that to them. And here we have this scripture from Matthew 26, 36 to 46. And then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane. So this was after Palm Sunday, after his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and before he was arrested, betrayed and arrested. He was with them at Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And what he's referring to, of course, here, "let this cup pass from me," was his impending death. He knew how terrible it was going to be. He knew that it involved crucifixion. He knew all that. That's why he said, being in human form, his soul was deeply sorrowful because he knew what was coming, the pain, the agony, the grief. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." So three times he went away praying, because his humanness was in anguish. Think of it. If you knew that you were going to have to die on the cross like he did, how would you feel? Right? Think of the agony, the torment, the apprehension. It's hard to really think about that. I purposely a lot of times avoid thinking about exactly what he went through because it is so horrible to contemplate. The Romans specifically devised that form of punishment to be excruciatingly painful, a horrible death, because it was to be a deterrent to people committing the crimes that warranted crucifixion. They felt that if people knew that that was what was going to happen to them, they wouldn't commit a lot of the crimes that were prevalent. As you know, two thieves were also crucified with Jesus. But he knew exactly what it was going to be like. And you certainly can't blame him in his humanness to be so apprehensive and just torn apart inside, knowing what was coming. But nevertheless, he said, "Father, your will be done." So we know that he had to pay the penalty for our sins, and the penalty was death. But why did it have to be that death? The Romans didn't only have that form of execution. They could have just killed them with the sword, right? They could have done that. We have a lot of different forms of execution that we've, in this country, used over the years. We had hanging, which also occurred back then. We had firing squads, we had the gas chamber, we had the electric chair, lethal injection. There are so many different ways that there are to execute people. And in this country, there's always that discussion. We have to make it more humane. We have to make it less painful and everything, okay? Just, you know, let it be done quick if it's necessary. They could have done something different back then. Maybe they could have just hung them. People, you know, got hung those days. Or slayed them with the sword. Would have been quick and easy, right? A lot less painful, certainly. For some people that died by crucifixion, they were up on the cross for days. Think about that, hanging there for days, slowly, agonizingly dying. Fortunately for Jesus, it didn't last that long. So if death was the penalty for sin, and if Jesus had to die so that our sins could be forgiven, why couldn't it have been a quick and easy death? Do you ever think about that? Why did it have to be crucifixion? Why couldn't the Father have arranged it, or Jesus arranged it, whatever, that it just be quick and painless? After all, death is death, right? If he died by the sword, wouldn't that have saved us from our sins as well? He died in our place, right? Why not? Have you ever thought about that? Why did it have to be crucifixion? Why? Anybody want to venture a guess? Victory? History? Well, yes, it was foretold, but even then, it could have been foretold differently, right? He died for our sins. Does it make a difference how he died? Does it really make a difference? In one sense, no, but in another sense, yes. To purposely go through that kind of death, when it could have been much simpler, just goes to show us and prove to us how much he indeed loves each one of us. To willingly go through that, the most horrible of deaths, when it could have been so much easier. It could have been a simple death, you know, either by hanging or by the sword or whatever. They could have stoned him. Stoning was a very common way of execution back then. Why not? For Jesus to go through that, it shows us the extent of his love, that he was willing to do that when it could have been so much easier. The Father could have arranged something differently, but he didn't. Jesus was willing to die the most horrible of deaths to demonstrate his love for us. The suffering that he went through for us. That's how much he loves us. that's something I think worth contemplating. When it could have, when he could have died differently, but yet chose to do it that way. How much he loves us. And what he suffered for us. Yet, when we go through something and suffer something, how willingly do we do it? Usually our response is, why, Lord? Why me? Why do I have to go through this? And we complain that we have to suffer something. I'll tell you something, the apostles, the early disciples, all understood. He suffered for us. We can't complain if we have to suffer for him. We shouldn't complain. They rejoiced. They did. They rejoiced when they suffered because they were suffering for him, for being called Christians. And they rejoiced in that because they were identified with him. And if he suffered, if he was willing to suffer for them, then they were willing to suffer for him. It was a demonstration of their love returning to him. He loved us enough to die that kind of death. So it didn't matter what they had to go through. They were willing because that, in a sense, was a demonstration of their love back to him. And that's something that we need to consider as well. How much do we really love him? What are we willing to go through to show our love? Nobody likes to suffer. We all want an easy life, don't we? Sure, I do. I don't like it when problems come or challenges or whatever. But they are coming. They will come. He never promised us an easy life. Never promised us a rose garden. As a matter of fact, he said we would have persecution. We would suffer. Do we love him enough to suffer for him? Not that any of us need to be crucified. And thank God for that. The kind of suffering that we have to endure doesn't compare to anything that he went through for us. But we need to have a different attitude towards the things that we do go through and suffering should it come upon us. And look to him and say, okay, Lord, I can't change this, but I can look to you to be with me, to get me through this, to learn from it, to grow from it. Just as soldiers in the military have to suffer through their training and everything to be toughened and strengthened and persevere, develop perseverance. Some of the things that we suffer are meant in the same way, to grow us spiritually, strengthen us, give us perseverance, to push on no matter what. Scripture says those who endure to the end will be saved. Well, that word endure kind of implies some things, doesn't it? But God is with us. He's not going to let us bear more than we are able. But our attitude should be, okay, Lord, if I have to suffer, I will endure it because I love you. And I know that what you went through far outweighs anything that I could ever go through. So we shouldn't grumble and complain or criticize. Just say, okay, Lord, I'll go through this because I love you and I know you love me. He proved it. He definitely proved it. Like I said, that the death that he chose to go through, he didn't have to. Could have been a different way. But it was to demonstrate and prove his love, just how much he loves each and every one of us. And that is worth really thinking about and letting it sink in, just how much he loves us. That's why I was glad for your comments earlier, Candy, about the song. Oh, how he loves you and me. We can't fathom it, really. But the more we think about it and ponder it, and how he demonstrated it over and over, and letting that sink in is so important, because we'll need to remember that whenever we go through something difficult. And if persecution really comes in the future because of our faith, we'll need to rely on that. I don't know if and when it's coming, but it may. Things are changing in this country. We need to be prepared. But know this, he does love you so very, very much. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you that Jesus was willing to go through everything that he went through to show us what love truly is. Greater love has no man than to lay down his life for his friends, and Jesus did that in the most horrible of ways, just to show how much he loved us. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We receive your love. And Lord, help us to love you back, being willing to give ourselves totally to you, without reservation, without hesitation, as a token of our love back to you. Thank you, Lord. Make it so. In Jesus' name, amen.